Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Pierre Thibault, the president of Boa Franc, most people know by Mirage, a singularly focused hardwood producer out of Canada. Pierre, how you doing?
Yeah, very good. Thank you.
I guess I should say bonjour. Yeah, most people know you are in the French-speaking area of Canada. You're celebrating 35 years. That's quite a phenomenon. I want to stress that you're a family-owned, privately held company and singularly focused on the hardwood, which is, I guess, almost rare nowadays. Before we get into talking about the history of the company and the 35 years of success, how are you doing this year? How's business conditions?
Business is pretty good. It's not as good as we would like it to be, but in Canada we are doing well, and on the U.S. side we are working hard on it.
So most people know Mirage, top 10 in North America for production of hardwood. You know, so top 10, that's pretty nice, but you're actually number one when it comes to the reputation for quality. You've got to be proud of that, aren't you?
Yes, we are very proud of it, and this is something that we have worked on day one, and this is the main focus here in the operation. So
I did an interview with you in April of 2016, and if my listeners are interested in the details, it's a leadership interview, and I want to just highlight a couple of things. You run your organization with a couple of simple guidelines. You have what you call your GCS, is use good common sense. But I think the big thing, and I want to point this out, is you talk about, I guess I'll probably butcher this, but the feu sacré, the eye of the tiger. How do you pronounce that?
Yeah, le feu sacré. I mean, this is the spirit. This is the passion. This is what burns inside. But it's really the motivation to, in the theory of one, to improve one thing per day, and to be better, today than yesterday, and so on. So it is a step-by-step process, simple but rigorous.
Yeah, so you bought the company 35 years ago. You didn't have it very long at all, and it caught on fire and burned to the ground. So you're a little bit of a phoenix. A couple of things I'd like to point out, things that you've changed in the business, you're hands-on. I'm talking about you, Pierre, specifically. You go out there, and I think it was after you'd been in business for a while, you'd been doing mostly unfinished, and you were getting into the pre-finished business, and that's when you launched the Mirage brand. And you started thinking about the process. It was you that came up with the idea to panel sand these products, because that's the way they were doing them when the in situ, or they installed them in the home in the olden way. And now almost everybody panel sands, don't they?
The answer is pretty much yes, but you have to realize that in the 80s we were unfinished only.
Yeah.
So when the idea of going into prefinish came in 88, we took a year to plan for it, and in 89 we were $6 million in sales, and the investment to go into prefinish was $4 million, 2.5 for land and equipment, and 1.5 on marketing. So 1.5 out of 6 million, that's 25%. That was a huge risk. So we were risking the bank, and we could not fail. So, but when you, take a risk, you could. So we made sure that how can we be better than anybody else? And every step of the process, this is what we call the P7 process, and the panel sanding was one of them, but it was the size of the micro bevel and the quality of the finish, the stains, the different species, and the whole nine yards. But it has been a success, and it was a big game changer for us.
That process, along with some of these simple leadership guidelines, has resulted in you being very successful. As you look back over the last 35 years, what are some of the highlights that you like to think about?
Going into prefinish, creating the Mirage brand, that was the number one highlight, but a game changer. Mm-hmm. Going into engineer in 1999, but we started the process in 1993. We did not find the technology and the product that was suitable for North America, but when we found it in 97, 2 years later, we were in production. The startup of Plant 2 in 2002, and the acquisition of Vintage in 2011. So these are big steps that we did that made us where we are today.
Let's talk about engineered for a minute. I know a lot of other companies have played with what that core board is made out of. And with your singular focus on making the best product, how do you make your engineered? Is it cross-ply all the way through, or do you use some other materials?
Well, when we started in 99, it was a plywood core base. Then we launched a lock in 2007 with the HDF core base and a 3-ply. And in 2013, we launched a 3-ply also, but with a softwood fillet, you know, in the middle, called the True Balance, where we can make a 3/4 thick product that is more economical than using a plywood base. But all the platforms that we do in Engineer are top quality in their own category.
You know, when you sell in the United States and the way you sell in the United States, you go through distribution. And I've asked you before, that gives you almost a disconnect with the retail sales associate. But you've come up with a solution for that because you bring over 1,000 RSAs up to your facility and have them see your process and see what makes you the top in quality. And that's paid off, hadn't it?
It has over the years. We had probably 15,000 people over the last 20 years. Plus, we have sales regional manager in the field, not agents, but direct salespeople that will visit the dealers, the key dealers, and promote the Mirage brand.
Two last questions for you. When you start thinking about the next 35 years and the success of your company, how do you compete with these mega multi-surface companies that are out there now?
You are referring to Shaw and Mohawk, principally. They are $6 billion and $9 billion in sales. So it's this is what we call the highway. We have to stay on the country road, but we have to be the best at what we do, and this is what. So we are wood experts. I don't think they are. And we want to be the best, you know, at this and stay, you know, focused in that field. So to go into other wood look, you know, like the full floor, that's not for us. We could not compete, you know, with them on this, and we don't believe that these products will, they are not real wood floors, and, you know, wood remains a product of choice, so it's only a question of time.
Well, just continuation on that same question, what is your message to the RSA, the retail sales associate that's trying to give the consumer exactly what they need? How do you position hardwood versus look-alike plastic floor?
I use sometimes the, you know, the leather and the leatherette example. So if you want the real stuff, you buy leather. If you want the look-alike, you look at it when you buy it, it is cheaper, but after a few years, you can see the difference. So wood is an investment, and an investment that will last for a very long time where the other one won't. So.
And if you ask the real estate people, they'll tell you that the real product gives you a higher resale value on your home, right?
It is. So.
Okay, Pierre, it's great to talk to you. Thanks again for an update. Congratulations on 35 years, and I hope you have another great run. Again, been talking to Pierre Tabet, the president of Boa Franc and the Mirage Hardwood brand, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.